It's very difficult to crack open a microphone on a morning like this after just horrific, atrocious, evil acts against small children happening in this country. And that's what we have out of Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children, two adults dead, the suspect shot and killed by a Border Patrol agent arriving on the scene. And apparently, the reporting is that the individual, 18 years old, purchasing a gun on his 18th birthday and then killing his grandmother, driving a truck to a school, crashing the truck, getting out, and moving on with his massacre of these young children in an elementary school. But also reporting indicates that he had hinted on social media attack may be coming, noting that police say he suggested that kids should watch out. And you're going to hear a lot more about the suspect, I would imagine, and a lot about the victims. And including some about this hero Border Patrol agent who arrived at the scene and took the gunman out, even after sustaining some injuries. So you've got the facts of the case, and we're going to hear a lot of the back and forth in the political conversation. Seems to be almost instantaneous, especially with the likes of social media and people from the broad range of political perspectives, sharing their thoughts. And a lot of it is recognition and empathy and thoughts and prayers for those who are impacted by this. And then you get the vitriol. And the vitriol is broad brush strokes against a whole subset of people, blaming others for evil acts and so on. So we'll of course be hearing a lot more of that all throughout the day. But last night in Illinois, there were two separate Republican forums that two different TV stations were holding for candidates looking to get the Republican nomination for Illinois governor. And the two different forums, one was on NBC Chicago, the other was on WGN. And they each had three of the six candidates on the stage. So this first forum where they were asked about gun laws in Illinois, and in particular in the aftermath of Uvalde, because the details were just starting to come out as the debates were ongoing last night. So here you'll hear candidates Richard Ervin, Paul Schimpf, and Max Solomon on NBC5. Responding to the question of how exactly do you move forward after the tragedy here in Uvalde, and what kind of things should Illinois do? So here are some of those responses.
Thank you for the question, Marianne. Thank you to NBC and Telemundo for hosting this event, and thank you all of you that are tuning in and watching us. This is something that happened today that was absolutely horrific. After the tragedy of Sandy Hook, we all hoped that we would never see something like this happen again in our lifetimes. As governor, what you have to do is you have to support law enforcement. You have to try to keep our students safe by helping law enforcement to do their job. We also have to be exploring mental illness and the challenge that mental illness poses for our country. We don't have information yet about what caused this tragedy. We just know that it was an absolutely horrific event. We need, though, as a governor, we need somebody who is going to bring us together. It is times like this, where the soul of our state and nation are absolutely wrenched apart, that we need leaders that can bring us together.
Mr. Ervin, what would you do if you were the governor and this happened in your state?
Well, first of all, Marian, thank you very much for hosting this today, you and NBC and Telemundo. I can't imagine, as a father, what those parents are going through today as they have to mourn these young lives that hadn't lived yet. And I couldn't help but to think, when I sat at my office on that cold day in February, when my chief of staff walked in and said there had been a mass shooting in the city of Aurora where five workers had been killed and five police officers shot, many of the police officers shot very seriously. And remember going to the funerals and seeing the pain on the parents' face at the loss of their adult children. And I can't imagine, after seeing that pain of those parents, what the pain of these children, these little kids, must feel of this horrific act of violence. We need a governor who's going to stand up and fight against these acts. We need a governor who's going to stand strong and make sure that not only we heal after these events that seem to be happening so much throughout our country, day in and day out, where we're comparing one violent act to another. We need to make sure that we support our police and we support our neighbors and our families and our friends and these school children, that we don't allow weapons to get into the hands of criminals and those with mental illnesses. And as governor, I'll take a strong stance to ensure that we do what's necessary to protect ourselves. You know, I remember when I stood in front of cameras that night, you know, as I dealt with the mass shooting, talking about we can't allow this to be relegated to just a spot on the 10 o'clock news, that not only do we have to work to heal, and those parents, it's too early to talk about healing. The wounds are still fresh. You know, we've got to do what we need to do to bring our community together, to show that we're not going to allow senseless acts of violence to define who we are as Americans and okay. Who we are as Illinoisans.
Thank you, Mr. Ervin. Mr. Solomon.
Thank you, Mary Ann. As governor, I will make sure that all schools are secure. I will make sure that every school in the state of Illinois has armed security guards that are going to prevent these kind of things from happening again. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Max Solomon. I thank you for the opportunity. And Mary Ann, thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. It's about security. And my heart goes out to Uvalde, Texas, for the 14 kids that are not going to be going home tonight and the parents that are not going to be picking up their kids. Ladies and gentlemen, evil used to lurk. Not anymore. And they're targeting our children. Not only the security and safety of our children, but what they learn. In Illinois, as governor, LaTosha Fields and I are running a campaign not only to make sure that the kids are secure in what they learn, but their physical safety is ensured. I've always believed personally that it takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. I believe strongly that our schools should not be able to be accessed by bad guys with guns where kids like this would be shot and killed.
So let me ask this then to all of you.
So that's just some of the first debate that happened last night with three of the Republican candidates for governor. And of course, the June 28th primary is coming up. But then on another station, WGN, last night, there was a separate forum where you had State Senator Darren Bailey, entrepreneur Jesse Sullivan, and Gary Rabin, and they were asked a similar question: how will you keep firearms out of the hands of the wrong people? And here's their responses last night at the debate following the Uvalde massacre news that was developing as these debates were going on.
60 seconds, please.
Yeah, this is an absolute tragedy. You know, what happened down in Texas, being a father to young children, I can't imagine. And so I really do feel like when you remove God from our society, these are the types of things that happen, you know, and the Democrats always want to talk immediately about gun control and limiting our Second Amendment rights. But that is not we have the strictest gun laws in the nation here in Chicago. And what is that doing for us? I am pro Second Amendment. But I also feel like we need to look at mental health services. You know, and we also have to look at faith and fatherhood. Nobody talks about the role of fathers. You know, what continually we see with these mass atrocities that are happening, not only in Texas, but every single day we are having shootings and violent crime in the city of Chicago, and no leader steps up to do anything about it. Some of the root causes are getting back to fatherhood and promoting the family in our society again. And so that's what we need to do, and that's what I will do when I'm governor.
Mr. Bailey, 60 seconds. The FOID card program, how do you keep firearms out of the hands of the wrong people if you repeal the FOID card program?
Well, we certainly don't know the details of what took place in Texas, and we certainly are praying for this to be resolved and to all the families that have been affected. But, you know, We've seen shootings recently in the city, in the state of New York, and these people had mental issues. It had nothing to do with the guns. And as a matter of fact, the state of New York has some of the most egregious gun laws that there are. So I've been striving for the last 4 years as an elected official to try to partner with community groups and church groups as well to empower them to be able to deal with mental health, because much of these issues that we're dealing with are actually have to do more with mental health than anything else. We have the federal background safety check, and I feel confident that that is enough and that the FOID card hinders the freedoms of Second Amendment gun owners.
Mr. Rabine, same question, 60 seconds.
Yeah, so first of all, 15 families today are living the imaginal nightmare. And boy, we need to stop and pray for them. But a leader assesses the issues that are at hand, takes her time, assesses the issue, blames nobody at this point, while you get all the information, and then you make decisions after that. But the most important thing, a leader has to bring people together in a time like this, not separate. So I when it comes to our gun laws in Illinois and where we're at, I mean, if you look at the countries as a whole and states as a whole, back all the way down to cities as a whole, the cities, states, and countries with the most stringent gun laws are the most violent in the country. The cities, and the countries are the most dangerous. So we've got to look at that and say, why is that? Because still, bad people are going to get guns. When bad people get guns, they're bad things are going to happen. There's no way the most stringent gun laws in the country or our city are going to eliminate that. So we've got to really have better, in my opinion. We gotta raise our kids better than we are and do better things.
Well, gentlemen, let's...
So that is, again, just some of the responses from the six candidates for Illinois Republican governor nomination. June 28th is the primary. We, of course, are going to be hearing a lot more of different ideas and reactions to this all throughout the day and in the days and weeks ahead. Hopefully you're... This morning, with your loved ones, be sure to embrace them, tell them that you love them, be kind to one another, and we'll get through all of this together and focused on community and love and appreciation and hopefulness and gratefulness and reflecting on this true gift of life that we have. But we definitely have some issues that we need to tackle, and how do we approach that when passions get high. Appreciate you guys tuning in. It is Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and